We're men in tights. Tights.
All right. So, the male encounters of the life kind.
What do you
think of that title? Honestly,
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of do. Yeah. I kind of do too. I'm David Mills. I got Ken Collins, and we are going to be your hosts. And this introduction show or introductory show, I don't know the right term.
Introductory, I think that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is to kind of get to tell people what we expect and actually, I guess what we're gonna discuss as we go forward. I want to keep it a little different than, you know, like the men's show that you've seen on television with
sure
Adam Carolla and that bunch. I mean, we're going to get a little bit more personable, or not personable, but more personal, I guess, as time goes on, and talk
so,
about. Go ahead.
So we're not going to have girls jumping on trampolines or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a bad idea, but maybe later on, a few podcasts down the road.
But didn't he used to do that on the Man Show?
He did. Yeah, they had some kind of... It was extremely, whatever it was very chauvinistic.
Definitely.
It wasn't the direction that I was wanting to go.
No. With
this.
No.
I wanted to talk about being a male in, especially in today's world, or even I'm a little bit older than you are. I'm a few years, not many, but a few years on you.
Yeah.
But, you know, growing up with the equipment and having to deal with it in sports and keeping it clean, all of that kind of stuff to, and you're not having this issue, but touch base a little bit about dating. Awkwardness with the opposite sex.
Right.
You may not have that issue. And I didn't, you know, when I was young and cocky, I didn't either. But nowadays, I don't know how to date. Listen, Ken, if you had to ask a lady out tomorrow, could you do it?
I probably could. The trick is I have never asked them out. I don't think I've ever dated women. I've just started being with them.
Well, you know what? Yeah. That's a nice direction that we can talk about that too in the shows to come. But in your mind, what direction did you think you would like to go?
Well, you touched on some of the same things. I mean, in a general way, kind of in top level language, you know, a show that's fun and inspirational and educational and entertaining, you know. But that was one of the ideas I had was just kind of life, you know, life guides in general, a portion of that, you know, life being just navigating this world as a man in, you know, marriage and dating and relationships, work relationships, personal relationships. It's a little bit different being a man these days in varying environments than it used to be. You know, we're post Me Too movement and, oh my you know, God, the whole yeah. things. So yeah, there's just a lot of things to navigate, and sometimes it can be confusing as a man to navigate those types of things. But yeah, that kind of stuff, personal finance.
I love that. Know, absolutely.
Oh yeah, all kinds of stuff like that.
That's a show all on its own. When we stop,
it kind of is
for finance, that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, and I'll tell you another thing that and believe me, I don't have. I'm a pretty strong, have pretty strong beliefs that I believe that, you know, it was intended to be a man and a woman, but I'm not going to, I'm not going to discriminate. I'm not going to hate. I'm not going to bash, some of those young men that identify as women and those women that identify as men. You know, when you and I were younger, they were out there, but we never, you know, it's extremely vocal these days.
Right, right. Yeah, times have definitely changed. I mean, none of this stuff is new, but it is a lot more widespread, at least in its in our knowledge of it, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I'm the same way. I be what you want to be who you want to be. Yeah, it's no skin off my nose. Yeah. Do what you want to do.
Yeah. And you know, I'm not responsible for your walk. I'm responsible for my own. So I think even if you're not Christian, humankind should love one another, period. I mean, that should be the bottom line. So it makes no difference however you identify, male or female or animal for that matter. I mean, I know there's some really strange things out there that I'm not sure I want to delve off into that.
But, sure.
But I suppose if we run out of topic, we can, there's no limit to where we can take this program.
No, not at all.
Touching
on things like fatherhood, you know,
that's a great one. How to be, yeah. How do you have kids, Ken?
I have a son. I do. And a tricky story with that. So, I mean, I can identify with some things, you know, there's so many things to navigate, you know, being a provider, being a loving father, being a disciplinarian, going through divorces, split households, fighting parents, you know, the whole thing. I mean, how do you navigate that stuff and still try to be some version of a father, you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's a very solid, I have three kids myself, five grandkids, and trying to, and when my oldest kids, when they were young, I was chasing a career, and really I was extremely fortunate to have the wife that I did have and the mother of my two oldest kids. She was a solid rock, and I give her all the kudos. I struggled a little bit with my last child and his mother. I mean, she's a very strong willed woman. Nothing against that, and I would never say anything bad. But you know, she and I, one of the reasons we're not together is we butted heads, and our ways of seeing how to bring up a child were really different than one another. You know, did you spank when your kids were younger?
Yes, not like I was spanked, and I'm not, I'm not going to downgrade because I was raised to be a good person and I was never abused. It's just, I was a certain type of child. I was really sensitive and that sort of thing. And so, I was spanked and smacked and things like that. So I didn't spank like I was spanked as a child, but definitely there was spanking involved in there. And it's, you know, it's funny when you grow up in that environment and then you're in the parents' version and you are a person like me that picks apart every detail of everything I've ever encountered, and I'm picking apart, you know, my role in the spanking and how does that make me feel as a person and as a father? And it's really conflicting, you know,
it is. And I think it depends a lot on the child. My two older kids, you know, I could go, and they'd stop in their tracks. You know, that's all they would take. And they'd stop dead. Like, what? Who, right. Where do we go? my younger one, on the other hand, I did spank them, but I can count on both of them. For both of those kids, I can count the number of times I spanked them on one hand. Because I do believe that it takes discipline. If you have discipline to begin with, then you don't necessarily need that rod, and the child still won't be spoiled. So you're probably like me. My dad, oh my God, my dad, and he had a board of education that hurt tremendously.
Right,
and matter of fact, when I was in my teens, one of the last times he spanked me, and he told me, you know, that's it. But what happened for me was, and I don't know if you've done this, and I've done this with my kids. But once I started driving, my dad had full control. All he had to do was, you know, if I did something wrong, he'd just take the keys away, you know?
Yeah.
And then you were afoot. So were you grounded as a kid?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I had a curfew that matched the grade that I was in. So in ninth grade, my curfew was 9 o'clock. 10th grade, it was 10 o'clock. My curfew when I was a senior in high school was midnight, even on prom night. That was so aggravating.
Mine too.
And here was the deal. For every 1 minute that I was late on curfew, I was grounded a week.
Yep. Boy.
So if I came in 5 minutes late, that's 5 weeks, man.
Did we have the same father?
Right.
You know, I can remember I typically dated like juniors and sophomores, but I had finally gotten the courage up to ask this girl out. It's senior, and her father was a minister. And so I was going to, was going to have to be on my best behavior. I felt like, although, I'm not saying they're all this way, but she was that version of that minister's daughter that a little wild, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway, our first date, I had got grounded because I came in late. I don't remember. I was grounded is all I remember. And so I went to my dad, and they had poker nights on the weekends, and usually on Friday night they were playing poker with local friends. I asked my dad, I said, this is the first, can I just get a reprieve? I'll take a week's worth of grounding afterward. So if I could just have tonight, you can add a week on. I was at the barter stage, man. And, right. He said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't know what I was thinking, but I called her and I said, hey, listen, he says to me, you can bring her over here. You guys can watch movies there in the living room if you want. And so, I don't know that I was desperate, but I really wanted to go out with this girl. Right.
Right.
First time, same age, same grade. So I did. I called, and he said, I'll let you go get her and bring her to the house. I'm like, okay, all right. So I went and got her, brought her, and we were sitting watching television. And my parents had a poker party. There was, a couple of couples of their friends, and they were playing poker in the dining room. You can hear them laughing and carrying on. And I'm thinking, oh my God. I'm trying not to be totally red faced sitting there watching TV with this girl that I have kind of a crush on, and she's rubbing my leg, and she, she's being real sweet.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there for a little while, and my dad goes, Dave, come here. So I go in there, and there's all these people. They're all, and I knew all of them. They were, they were friends, or they've been longtime friends of my family, and I knew them all well. And one of them, I remember him looking at me, just grinning, and I'm grinning back at him, I'm still trying to be cocky. And he goes, and he does this in front of these people. He goes, all right, here's what I'm going to do. You can go out. This was around 7 o'clock, I think, at this point. He said, you can go ahead and take her out, go to the, and this is back when the A&Ws were open. There was one on East Main and one on West Main. We used to drag back and forth between them. And he goes, I'll let you take her out to the A, but you be home. You have her home, and you be back here at 10 o'clock, no later than 10 o'clock. And I'm a senior in frickin' high school, right?
Right.
I did have to work the next day. I worked at the Western Wear store downtown. I don't know whether you remember Kilroy's or not, but I worked at Kilroy's. And so she didn't know I was grounded. She had no idea. I was too embarrassed to explain that to her. So I went back in there. I'm thinking, 10 o'clock, man, I'm not going to get nothing at 10 o'clock. I mean, we can't even go to the drive-in theater, be home by 10 o'clock. And We get in the car, and I said, look, I've got to work early tomorrow, so I got to be home. I mean, I need to be in bed by 10. And, there was this big look of disappointment on her face, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I felt awful. But she goes, I said, you want to just cruise the A's? She goes, let's go to the drive-in theater. And, there was the Valley Drive-In down there where that bank is now. I don't remember the name of the bank, but...
Where I lived, yeah.
We lived close to there, too. We lived on Fairview, so, So we went, right? And, of course, she was everything that I expected. We'll just leave it at that because I am a gentleman. Yeah. I don't kiss and tell. But it was a nice evening. I mean, it was nice, right. And I was out later than 10 o'clock. And it was probably, I was grounded after that was all said and done. Thank God there weren't cell phones then, right? But yes. After it was all said and done, I was grounded for like a month after I got back home. But I thought to myself, it's worth it.
It's worth it. I remember driving my poor mother nuts with that kind of concept, you know, because I was supposed to be home closer than I was than I wanted to be, and so I would have these conversations with her. Poor thing, man. I don't know how she survived my childhood and just my brain, but I would have these conversations with her, like, you know, hey, I want to talk to you about my curfew. I think it should be later. Because I think what's happening here is you're robbing my childhood from me. As a young man who is dating, there are certain, let's call them priorities that I'm going to make sure are taken care of. But I would also like to go to the movie. And I don't have time to go to the movie. Oh, man. I don't know why she didn't murder me.
Well, did you, as a young teenager, did you, now you can't tell me that you didn't ask girls out then. Were you like that slick? You could just become friends with them?
Yeah, I think in high school I was asking them out, but I was also still pretty weird and shy. And so I only had a couple of girlfriends.
I had a lot of girl friends, not ones that we necessarily dated, that, you know, it's kind of funny, but I found out later in life that they wanted to date. I was too afraid to ask. Did you ever have that situation, too afraid to ask them? And they didn't really drop any kind of hint that they wanted to go out, and you didn't find out until you were married. Did you ever have that kind of situation?
There were a couple of those that were interested and I never knew were interested. And we're all male, female, we're all just bumbling idiots as teenagers thinking that we know what we're doing and we don't really. And so we're, you know, walking around with our insecurities and things. And so you think you're friends with somebody who has a massive crush on you and you're just clueless. She's just a friend.
Well, you know, as when you mature and you look back, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I'd asked her out. Cause you know, I was too intimidated to try to ask her out. You know, one of my best friends, his cousin, I finally got the courage to ask her out, and it was my first, very, very first car date. Okay, I didn't have my own vehicle at that time. I just started driving, and my folks were going to the Melodrama in Durango, and they had friends in from out of town. We were taking them up there. My uncle, my dad's brother, was in town, and my little brother. I had to drive the family. I think it was a station wagon. You remember station wagons, right? I don't think they make those anymore. But
I don't know if they do.
No, but I had to have my little brother and my cousin in the back seat of that car going up and coming back.
But
the thing about it, I had such a major crush on this girl too. And she and I were the same age, and I'm not sure how the date even transpired, but I did walk her to the door, and I got the first open mouth kiss.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I mean, I went to kiss her goodnight. I walked her to the door, went to kiss her goodnight, and I'm like, oh. Now I had practiced kissing with other girls, right? But not like that. It got me so bad. It made me so insecure. I never got the guts to ask her out again.
Yeah.
And like one of those things. What do you do? What do you do?
No, I was lucky. I had, let's call them educational females at that point in my life. So I remember the first kiss. I was sitting with my girlfriend on the couch of her friends. The three of us were watching TV and we were having some kind of discussion. I told her that I was thinking it was in junior high. I told her I had never kissed anybody and I don't know what to do or how to do it. And she just whispers in my ear, just, yeah, I said, just do what I do. And she her face was coming at me. I'm going, what is happening? So I just mimicked everything she did.
I didn't get that. I will say that before, this was right before I got my driver's license, my best friend when I was going through high school, especially my sophomore year, we had a couple of girls over to his house. They lived in the neighborhood, but, you know, we all went to school together. And we set up chairs on each side of the of the patio. And and we would sit on the and my friend and I don't want to give out names because I'm sure he'd be okay. But matter of fact, we probably ought to get him on the show. But we would sit opposite one another, and then so they would sit on our lap and kiss for we had a timer or something. It was some kind of kissing game that he had invented, right? And so
that guy's brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. So we'd kiss for so long, and then they'd switch. And the other one would go to him, and, you know, the one that was back and forth. So, yeah, we spent the night a couple hours, and I was content with that. That was fine. But it was never it was never an open mouth. It was always just mouth to mouth. I don't think we had figured out about the tongue part yet. I don't know. But
it's funny how you learn that stuff, you know? Yeah.
All right, so since you have a son, we're going to kind of – my dad never – and I'm gonna ask you about this too, but my dad never had the – the talk with me. I did discover one of his magazines. Oh my God. I mean, I think that's where I learned about sex, from that magazine, or at least part of what you're supposed to do. But did your dad ever have the birds and bees talk with you?
He had a very, very short talk with us that was actually quite hilarious, and it came much, much too late. So, I'm gonna change the wording of it just a little bit, but he said, hey man, you shouldn't be doing that, but if you do, wear a condom, because 5 minutes worth of pleasure ain't worth messing up your whole life. I said, it only takes you 5 minutes.
Did so you mad. Really?
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, it didn't. Yeah, that was it. That was the end of that talk. You were a smart ass, weren't you? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't recall having the talk with my oldest boy. I learned a lot in school. I mean, they gave you sex education in school, so I guess parents felt like they didn't have to elaborate. I don't know, but. Now my youngest boy, I have sat and talked to him, you know, and basically though the conversation has been, listen, if you decide to go all the way, you know, it's nice to respect the girl until you're actually married, because I that's the way I feel now is, you know, I'm not going to do it until I'm actually married. But I said, if you're going to, then please wear protection. And, you know, I got the, oh, Dad, I know what to do. And I'm like, you know, well, I'm just telling you, my dad never said anything to me. I'm just telling you, wear protection, period.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I actually missed that talk with my son. So, you know, like I said, I had a son, we ended up getting a divorce. His mother and I just could not come to terms. We're just two completely different people. And he had two older siblings that weren't mine, but from previous relationship. And so I had him for a little while, and he just missed his brother and his sister. And so I let my ex-wife keep him. And then just the long distance across country.
It's tough.
Thing trying to work that out. It was too much of an issue trying to reconcile with her so that I could have some kind of relationship with my son that I just missed many years in him growing up. So yeah, I actually never had that talk with my son. He actually married his high school girlfriend, and they dated for a few years after high school. He's in his early 20s now, and they just got married and just had a kid, and
he was all happy.
So I'm a grandpa, man.
It's fantastic. Wait till they get older. I mean, my grandkids are like, I don't know. And you know, I, I got it from my daughter, not so much. My daughter's the oldest, but my son is like, you never let us do that. You know, like, yeah, you're right. And I never will, but I will let them. You know, if they want to sit up on the table and eat sugar out of the bowl, I don't care.
That's my job as a grandpa to facilitate that.
That's right. Feed them full of sugar, send them home.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
All right, well, listen, we're about at the end of this because I want to keep these around 30 minutes, I think, Ken, to kind of keep them in conversational kind of stuff. So, and I don't really know what to say, what we're going to do with the next one. I will kind of do an outline and forward it to you. And so for the next one, how often do you think we should record?
I don't know. I mean, there's weekly, there's biweekly, there's monthly.
For me, I have, my other shows have always been weekly. But I realize you're a fairly busy guy. I don't have a problem with trying to do it like on Thursdays is probably going to be the best, or Wednesdays, because I think I'm going to switch my day off around a little bit. But I'm going to have hopefully sometime surgery either at the end of the year or towards the first of the year of the of next year. So probably what I would do is just I'll set up interviews, and because I don't want the show to stop. The show's got to go on.
And the show always, it must go on. Yes.
And you're a great host, so I'm not worried about any of that. So I'll make out a schedule, and let's shoot for weekly. And I guess try to keep them around 30 minutes. And I will get all that posted, and we'll get it on the website. And I want to say, I want to give you face to face, because I've texted you back and forth, but
sure.
Ken, for those of you that don't know, Ken Collins Marketing did my website for Inner West Concepts, where I have the Wake Up Call is on there, and then my Glow Up Chronicles, which we're getting ready to start those back up again. You can go to that site and pick on any three of those. Plus, you can get information about who Ken is too on that. But you can give out, and it's a great website. Just before I forget, it's a wonderful website. I've got a lot of accolades from that, and I have tried to take the credit, but I know better to do that, because I want to pass that on to you, and thank you. It's a great looking website. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah, I'm glad people like it. Yeah,
I think it even looked. And don't take this the wrong way, but I think it looks better than your personal website. I'm just saying. But you probably agree with me, I think.
I never have time to work on my own website. Your own? Yeah. You know? It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, if you need a good website, Ken's the guy to call. You'll be able to get his contact information in the podcast description, all that kind of stuff. All right, Ken. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking time out. The other thing is, what do you think? You think I'm thinking these ought to break on Friday mornings. Like, my other ones break at on Mondays at 1 a.m. So you have them all week. But I'm thinking going into the weekend, because we'll be talking about, you know, I'm hoping we'll share some recipes, maybe even do some cooking. Some of the people that I want, I have doctors lined up that are thinking we can get them on so we can talk about stuff like prostate cancer and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, but, and obviously I want to keep it on the light side. I mean,
I mean, there's a way to do that. But that is one of the notes I wrote down, was, you know, men's health and fitness and things like that. As men, we, you know, as a general population, men just don't pay attention to their health, or they know it's there, but they put it off. I don't have time for that. I'm not going to deal with it. Right. So, exactly. Yeah, so it's a good thing to talk about.
Well, in the male plumbing versus the female plumbing, you know, it's different.
So, it is different, yeah.
I'd like to get into all of that. But those will be for future shows. Always
cool.
Always leave them wanting more, right?
Right, exactly.
All right, Ken, listen, you have a great day. And I will, I think I'm going to try to get this one uploaded to break on this tomorrow morning. So,
right on, man.
If not, it'll be the following Friday. And I'll leave all of this in here. I mean, I don't care. I don't like to edit anything.
That's how it works. I mean, good conversations come out of that. So. Yeah,
that's what I'm doing too. All right, brother. Thank you for your time. We'll see you next week.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.